Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you again for joining us tonight, this first Monday in 2016. Praise God, we made it through another year, and I want to say thank you to all our supporters, all our participants, for just hanging with us in the year of 2015. Tonight, we're going to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Miss Beverly Beasley of Granny's Place. She so kindly sponsors us every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. We want to give a shout-out to Hope of Glory with our pastor, Zanara Henderson, who will be on the line tonight with us during our interview. We want to give a shout-out to the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, where my pastor is Michael Morgan Sr., and First Free Will Baptist Church, where the master is Reverend Richard Terry, who is the Beverly's pastor. So we just want to thank God for all of these ministers and all of the participation and the support they've given us. And we thank each of you for listening and for joining in with us tonight. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce Pastor Henderson, who is the pastor of the Hope of Glory Fellowship Church in East Dallas Pleasant Grove. But she's going to go ahead and give her a shout-out and just introduce our guest for tonight, which is Miss Christina Worth of Mahogany Angels.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy 2016. Happy Sweet 16, all right?
All right.
I am glad this opportunity. Thank you so much, Dickiness Lewis, for allowing me to host to help you on tonight. I know it's been a minute, but we give all thanks to God that we're able to be a part tonight. I want to introduce a lovely young lady that I had the pleasure of meeting just a few weeks ago. I was very, very drawn to her bubbly character, her disposition, her wittiness, but the biggest thing that drew me was her smile. And she freely spoke when she sat down as if we had been knowing each other all our lives, and she began to share the information, and it really got my attention. And I'm looking at a young Christian young lady actually walking in Titus 2, doing what he told the older women to do. So that really, really intrigued me, and we began to converse via text and so forth and so on, and I'm just really, really looking forward to this interview of Ms. Christina Worth of her nonprofit, Mahogany Angels. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Ms. Worth and let her share with us how this vision of this nonprofit came about and how we can benefit from what it has to offer. Ms. Worth?
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much, Reverend Henderson. It was truly a pleasure meeting with you also on that evening. We did have quite interesting conversations that day among the ladies there. Mahogany Angels is, for lack of better words, my testimony. Several years ago, I asked God to what was my purpose, because I was going through life and I couldn't see and I couldn't figure out what I was here for. I had been broken in so many different ways that I just didn't know where else to go. And I fasted and prayed, and He gave me Mahogany Angels. As I stated, I have been trying to get it going for about 3 years, but up until recently, I realized why. For one, I wasn't at the right place and it wasn't the right time, but I also was not in a position to be able to face myself, because I was with this. I'm having to be very transparent and share my story, and I'm having to share the good times as well as the bad. And oftentimes, as we become adults, we tend to try to cover up the bad as much as possible, because it's not something often that we want to remember or even that we want to deal with. So we learn to make it through it, but not as far as cope with it. And so I am grateful for the lesson, but I'm also grateful that when I look in the mirror now, I am pleased with the woman that I see. She is forever growing and evolving, but I'm happy when I look at her. I'm not confused about who she is or what she's doing. I know exactly what that is now. Mahogany Angels, the name, I've always been fascinated with angels, and in my opinion, we all have them. There are those that cover us and keep us when we're in the utmost places and have no clue, and then there are those that we actually come into physical contact with on a daily basis. And Mahogany for me was, I took it back to the early 1900s when the world, America was evolved. Mahogany was a very, very rare tree that they brought over from the West Indies. And it was a tree that was not meant to be grown here, but they brought it here and it was strong. And although it endured much, it was always sturdy. And that's why many of the sellers or even the slaves, when they had it, it was so much value to it because of what it meant to them. So Mahogany Angels just was, I felt it was something strong and sensitive, as I feel most women are. We are quite strong individuals, yet compassionate and loving, all in the same. And that's very hard to do in many instances, to carry both of those traits. We focus on girls 9 to 17, and that is because 9, at that age, you're coming into that idea of figuring out exactly who you are. Where do you fit in? Do you like this or don't you like that? And it's a very, very prudent age because at that point, you're in a molding stage. So if you can catch a child or a young lady at that age and assist with how they're being molded, it can help further along in life. So we did choose 9 to 17. We consist of 4 workshops. They are I Am Woman, which focuses on etiquette, open discussions about being a lady. What is the young lady's idea of being a lady now? Because I was raised very old school. My grandmother raised me. And so, yes, when the streetlight came on, I had to be in the house. She knew where I was, what I was doing, and who I was with at all times. And there is a difference in that now. I was raised by a village. My aunt, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfathers before their passing, and I even had the privilege of even being able to experience my great-grandfather. And so, along with many of the neighbors in the neighborhood, they all played a part in helping to raise me into who I am. And nowadays, that is not so. Families move or whatever the scenario may be, they don't have the village anymore. And so Mahogany Angels is coming in efforts to be an assistance to that. We're just part of that village. And helping to reinforce the parents and encourage the young ladies because they need that, you know. It's definitely very different. I'm only 32, but I'm amazed at the dynamics and how things have changed in just a short time frame from when I was young and as up to now when my daughter is now growing up and what she may be exposed to in school amongst her friends and whatnot. It is definitely mind-boggling at times and scary. And if we empower our daughters with the proper tools, even if they wander or stray, because they have it rooted in them, they will always come back to that because it's there for them to use. So that is the I Am Woman. That we have around the world and back. For me, we need to know what the cultures are around us because that's how we function. We are a melting pot. Each of us were created by the same high being. God created us all. But he did make each of us different. So it is a great thing to be aware of what those differences are and how, in so many ways, we are similar, although different. I apologize. We have my body is my temple. And with that, we want to teach the girls how to take care of themselves physically and as far as the being a lady and taking care of yourself in the essence of a lady, as well as fitness, eating right, different things. All of those things are key when it comes to being healthy mentally and even spiritually. You have to take care of yourself as a whole. It's not just, you know, your outer appearance and different things like that. It is an entire thing that evolves and it all comes together. The last workshop that we have is called This Is Me, and it's a form of self-expression, whether it's art or music or poetry or dance. We want to help these young ladies find a positive outlet to express themselves, because oftentimes I've seen in the young ladies not sure what to do or how to say what they want to say, they do it in the most negative way possible by lashing out or fighting or arguing or even hurting each other physically. And it's so many different ways, but a lot of that comes from lack of knowledge. So we are wanting to get in and get back to the basics of helping the young girls as far as evolving them mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, socially, all of those things. And we cover various topics as well throughout the workshops to help assist these young ladies with that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Ms. Worth, does the word angels, are those acronyms? And if so, what does it stand for, or is it the actual word angels?
It is an acronym. It stands for ambitious, noble, gentle, elegant, loving, and smart. And I chose that because I feel that each and every one of us embody those things. When we put our mind to something and we want it, we're very ambitious about it. We all carry ourselves to a certain standard, and we're genuine in our own way. And as a lady, we are always elegant. It is something, being loving is just something that we have, it is instilled in us. And smart, there are so many different dynamics to being smart. Some people are more street savvy than maybe book sense. And then there are others that are more book smart than street sense. But in every aspect, we are all smart in our own way.
Okay. Now, with that being said, you said there's 4 sessions. How long are the sessions?
We will have monthly meetings with the young ladies, and they will be from 10 to 2. Within those sessions, we will cover various topics that are related to each of the workshops that I've described previously, and we will go over those, work with the girls. Even though it's once a month, they do have constant contact with us for communication, as well as the parents as well.
Okay. Now, for your workshops or for the sessions, do you come to the church, or are the girls needing to be brought to you guys?
They will come to us. We will have a meeting because we will have them all meet together in effort to teach them, introduce them to new people, let them mix and mingle, team building, and learn it, seeing the differences among themselves.
Okay. Well, you know what? Excuse me. As you were sharing the topics, I'm like, well, man, I sort of like this for myself. You know, I am woman around the world, you know, which teaches me to know my surroundings and my body, you know, and my temple. You know, we're needed to know that as women, you know, not just, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying how the topics of the sessions have intrigued me. And the physical care and the hygiene and fitness, you know, I'm 1 foot in front of trying to do that without owning a pair of tennis shoes. Trust me, it cannot be done, okay? And then I love this is my expression. So I'm very intrigued on all 4 topics of sessions. Now, my next question is, once one girl or once one of the attendees go through all four sessions, do you stay in contact as a mentor, or do you release that group and you pick up another group? How exactly is it formulated?
We will remain in contact. Our first session begins February 27th. And we will take the girls through. They will go through 22 topics. The last session will be in December, and then they will do a graduation. But it is forever evolving, because what we want to do is that we want to instill these things in these young ladies and keep in constant contact with them, allow them to still come back, because what they now can do is come in and actually mentor the other young ladies that are new and that are coming in. And so it becomes an ever-revolving cycle. And they not only build relationships, they network, and they begin to help each other.
Wonderful.
And kind of just get back to getting to the point of women empowering women. And we're just hoping to get to them and start it at an earlier age. Compared to them getting into adulthood and figuring out if we can get them to start it now, then it will evolve with them as they grow.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I also heard you say that this has to do with your future. If I'm not mistaken, I mean with your past, I do apologize. If I'm not mistaken, I think you're an LSU, Louisiana State University graduate.
Yes, ma'am. I attended Louisiana State University of Shreveport. It actually was the second school. I attended the University of Central Arkansas to begin with. Life took it through some things, and I began to run from all of the troubles that were I was coming into contact with. And at the time, my mother and I were not communicating. And I was honestly going through depression, and I was failing out of school. I had been placed on academic probation, and a good friend of mine at the time had said, okay, her mom and dad were like, we agree you can stay here. Well, her father at the time was strung out, and before I knew it, in order for me to stay, he basically had told me that I would have to solicit myself to his son to pay my stay for there. And I didn't have anywhere to go. And so I became petrified and scared. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to do? I don't have anywhere else to go. And I met a gentleman who's my daughter's father. And he said, I was coming get you. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to be scared. I became pregnant with my daughter shortly afterwards. And I had her when I was 21. So when I decided to go back to school, I stayed out of school for a year. And I wanted to make sure when I had my daughter that I was going to be her mother. I had seen a lot of people, you know, have their children and they gave them to their parents. And I was like, okay, God, I got her. She didn't ask to be here. I'm going to take care of my baby. And my daughter saved my life.
Amen.
Because I was on a slow decline into destruction. And I was killing myself slowly because I had stopped eating. And I had stopped eating for 2 weeks straight. And I kept getting sick. And when I went to the doctor, he told me, he said, ma'am, you're killing yourself. You're causing your body to begin to digest itself from the inside out.
Right.
And I was just going through it. And when I found out that I was expecting with my daughter, I figured out that the love that I was seeking, God had gave it to me in a form that I couldn't even imagine with my daughter. And I said, okay. At that point, my whole mindset changed. It was not about me anymore. It became about her. And so my focus was, okay, I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to show her that despite whatever comes your way, you are the one who decides whether you make it or you don't. And so after a year, I re-enrolled in school at LSUS in Shreveport, and the journey was not easy. I was a non-traditional student. I had a new baby, and there were days I had to take her to class with me, and I would have to get put out of class because she just wouldn't be quiet, but I couldn't afford daycare. And it was crazy because I met several teachers, not only in high school, but professors in college that I think God said, okay, if I don't give her someone, then she'll lose sight of what I'm trying to get her to do. And I was going and going, and I failed my first class, and I ran to one of my professors, and I was devastated. I said, I failed a class. And he looked at me, and he just started laughing, and I was thinking, this man is crazy. Why are you laughing? I failed a class. And he said, I have a PhD. And it was funny, the analogy that he used, he said, but I wasn't the brightest light bulb in my class. He said, I actually struggled. He said, but I chose to continue the journey and complete it. I wasn't at the top of my class, but I completed it. And so I just knew that I had to complete it. Despite what was happening, I had to finish. And the last 2 years of my school, I worked two jobs, and I worked 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, I worked as a clerical assistant for State Farm. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I worked as a box office agent for a movie theater. Because I didn't have daycare, I took my daughter to work with me. And because the people that I worked with were so nice, she just got to watch a lot of movies for free. And so they would take her from one cartoon to the next cartoon to the next cartoon. So when people were talking about movies, she kind of had a certain pride about herself because she had seen all the movies thanks to her mom working at the movie theaters. And finishing up school, I was paranoid, and I had some great friends who were continuing to encourage me and say, you know, Chris, you got this. You've got this. You've earned this. You have this. No worries, because I just knew I had failed. My last 2 years, I passed every class with the A or B. And
wonderful.
I can honestly say that it was no one but God, because at that particular point, I was in autopilot. I don't remember. I just knew I was working. I was going to school. I was working. I had my daughter. I was going to school. And that was my routine. And when I walked across that stage, I was like, okay, thank you, God. Like, not only for myself, but for my daughter to see that, yes, mommy had you in the midst of it, but mommy completed it. It took a little bit more work because I had you, but I completed it. It is possible. You can do it. And with extensive prayers and extreme commitment, it was done. And it was a feeling of joy and accomplishment that no matter what happened, no one could take it away from me because I earned it. And I knew that I earned that. And so I just wanted to give her that you earn it. If you earn it, no matter what someone will say or even what they will do, and they may even break you down, but in your heart and your mind, you earned it.
Exactly.
You put in the work and you earned it. It is yours because you earned it. So that was my goal when I went through all of that. She was my lifesaver.
Yeah.
And my motivation.
That's so ironic. I just shared with the congregation on yesterday, according to the word of God, children are a blessing. And our children save us from so many things. But not only do they save us, but our children also help us to accomplish many things. So although Mahogany Angels has to do with your past, he still allowed you to be an example to your first Mahogany Angel, which is your daughter. She saw mom start something, but not just start it, she also saw you complete it. And then not just start, complete it, you took care of her in the worst of times, the good, the bad, the ugly. And so that just speaks volume within itself. You were already living Mahogany Angels before he revealed the purpose to you. And I just think that is just so God, because that is so like him.
And so I really love what you have presented to us on tonight. Go ahead and share what you have coming up on the 17th of January, and then I'm going to yield the floor to Minister Lewis or to anyone that may have questions on the line for you concerning your organization and what it has to offer.
Well, we will be in having our official meet and greet, and that will be January 17th at Christian Chapel Temple of Faith, which is where I go. And I have to say, I moved here about 6 months ago, and I started to go back to Christian Chapel. And I met the pastor there and the leader, Dr. Benici Burns. I have to say, she is such a blessing, because when I joined church, she always asks that everyone does a one-on-one. And when I did my one-on-one, I have to admit, I love her dearly, but you have to be confident in yourself, because she is so blessed that it sometimes is intimidating, but it is forever loving, because she always will give you a smile or a look and be like, okay, Pastor Burns, I get it. And I was telling her about Mahogany Angels. And I have to say, she's definitely touched and blessed by God, because by the time I finished talking to her, what he spoke to her, she spoke to me immediately. And when I heard her direction, it never crossed my mind to hesitate. It was just to implement.
That's it.
And
move forward.
Once I did, what I've been trying to do for 3 years, I spoke with her about 3, maybe 4 months ago, and I'm here now by listening. And so I cannot not say thank you to how God speaks to her and how she implements it when he speaks to her. Because, honestly, I had gotten to a point where I almost had given up on it. It wasn't going anywhere. And so I have to say thank you and continuous blessings and prayers for her and the young women that are helping me, Sister Shanta and Sister Deandra, their time, their efforts, and their belief in me and everyone else. I am surrounded by angels, and I sometimes don't know how to express it, so I just hug myself and say thank you, God, for placing me where you placed me. And my friends from all over, because some of them are listening, I love their love for me.
Wonderful.
Even in my dysfunction, I love their love for me. So I had to say that, because it came and I had to say that. But we are doing our meet and greet January the 17th at Christian Chapel. It is at 14120 Noel Road in Dallas, Texas. And it's about 2 blocks from the Galleria, but if you Google it, it's there. And we also have a Facebook page. It's Mahogany Angels, Inc. You can go and like, and I have attachments of the address and everything there, as well as the Lord's will. Our website should be up and running, by next week, and it will be mahoganyangelsinc.com. But it is going to be the 17th at 1:30 p.m., and what we are wanting to do with this is say give our proper introduction to the community. We want to take this time to give the parents the opportunity to come in and speak with us, hear what it is we're trying to do, because I'm a mother that likes to know what my daughter is doing. I would like to know where she is, who she's interacting with, and kind of get a bit of a background about that individual, because your beliefs may not be my beliefs, so that I need to know that so that I know what you are imposing on my daughter.
Right.
So that I can make sure it still aligns up with what I'm instilling in her and what I'm trying to bring her up to be. So this gives the parents the opportunity to come in, ask us any questions, as well as the young ladies, so that they get to see us, get a feel for us. And we also, and vice versa, the same for them. It kind of helps break the ice a little bit and kind of give you the opportunity to see, because sometimes, you can hear about things, but to be able to speak to those people and get a clear understanding can definitely help in whether or not you would like to participate or not.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Mahogany's Angel, I thank you for the information. I have thoroughly enjoyed interviewing you on this evening, have enjoyed all the information and the testimonies, and it sounds very intriguing, and I know it's going to be really, really great. At this time, we're going to ask Ms. Lewis if you would like to yield the floor to ask any of our listeners or callers if they have any questions for Ms. Worth at this time.
Amen. I want to echo Pastor Henderson by saying this is a very interesting ministry that you are developing, and I thank God for it, because as we spoke on the other night, you brought about some points that we agreed upon, that we this generation is not getting the same thing that we got. They are not being trained as young ladies as we were. Remember, we said that our parents told us it's better to be seen and not heard, and we can be seen without being loud and boisterous and obnoxious. I love that, because my mother always instilled that in me. She said a young lady is not to be heard. You know, she can be seen without being loud. She can be, you know, she can be disciplined within herself. And I love the idea of you want to give them discipline and want to teach them how to act in public as young ladies and do the things that how we were raised as young ladies that made us real blessed and intelligent women. Because a lot of our ladies today, and I don't mean any disrespect to any woman, but some of us just don't know how to act. We just don't know how to present ourselves graciously and ladylike. And I think we lost a lot of that, you know, in the later generations, but it can be recaptured. If we catch our girls early, like you said, age 9 and on up when they're forming, we can recapture that, because I've seen a lot of loud young ladies, beautiful young ladies, just all loud and disrespectful. And then you wouldn't even think that that would be the character until they open their mouth or they start acting out. And I'm glad that we can have this. And I certainly hope that the people that are listening, our listening audience by computer, our listening audience that's on the phone, will pass this information on to other parents and other young ladies that they know, so that they can become successful young women as Ms. Worth, because that's a testimony within itself. Right there. You strive to be a genuine mother. You wanted to give your child something, and you wanted her to see what a genuine young lady should be, or a mother that strives, that can do it as a single parent. I admire you greatly for that. I really do, and I thank God for your ambition, your struggle, because I know it wasn't easy. I know it wasn't, but he has blessed you, and he, you know, when you get blessed, you have to turn around and bless somebody else.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
So that's just a blessing within itself, and I'm going to stop talking, because, you know, I love this. I am just really enthused about it, and anything that I can do to help you, I want you to let me know, because I will try my best to do whatever it is that you need, okay? But with that being said, I'm going to open up the lines and ask if there's any callers on tonight that would like to ask Ms. Christina any questions or get her information again to go to the meet and greet on January 17th. So we have a few callers on the line. Would you be interested in asking any questions, making any comments? You can speak at this time.
Hi, this is Catrice.
Hey, Catrice.
How are you?
We're good.
Great. Good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. My question is, you said that you have to be transparent How transparent are you, especially when you're in the sessions with, I don't know what age group, I know you said 9 to 17, but do you really go into details with your story as far as how you got to the place where you are right now with the young lady?
Each conversation will vary according to the age group, and we will have a lot of open discussion because some of the young ladies may not have been exposed to certain things as others may have. And so our conversations will be navigated by the young women, because what our main focus is to allow them to vent, and we follow their lead, because sometimes even being a young lady, remembering as a child myself, I remembered that I didn't really have a voice. And there were things that I may not have been able to talk to my mother about, but God bless that some other women came along and I was more able to have those conversations with them. So we're going to let them know they're not alone and that we may have experienced some things, but we're really going to allow the girls to navigate those conversations. If we're talking about one thing and for whatever reason they steer in another direction because it's something that is weighing on them, then what we're going to do is open up and allow them to really share it. So we will share, but our goal really is to focus and allow them to really voice their opinion on it as much as possible. But it will be age appropriate. No, it won't be just uncut, and it will be edited according to the mindset and the age of it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my question then is, do you have young ladies or other women that will take separate groups like the 9 and 10-year-olds or from 9 to 11 and then 12 to 15 or something like that during different discussions, or how is that constructed?
Yes, ma'am. There are several of us that are working together, and we do know that due to the large age gap, there will be different mindsets, and different ones will be exposed to different things according to what their environment consists of. And that is also one reason for the meet and greet. Upon the parents coming, those that do choose to participate, we have a welcome package, and we ask a lot of extensive questions because what we kind of want to do is get a sneak peek into who the individual is and kind of have an idea what they may or may not have been exposed to from there as well. Of course, that will be a lot more light shined on that once we get them into the sessions. But to physically look at them and try to depict it, we really don't know, because some of the younger ones may have been exposed to certain things that the older ones may not, just according to their environment. So we kind of will have to sift through, but there are several of us so that we can make sure that those that haven't been exposed are not exposed in an ill-prepared manner. We want to give them things, and we want to respect the upbringing of what the parents are trying to do with their children as well.
Wonderful. That's very good, because there are some that have been exposed to
things
that those 17-year-olds have been exposed to, you know?
Yes, ma'am. There are some that have been exposed to what I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Right. Me too.
Yes, ma'am.
We do have some sheltered children that been just not exposed to anything, because I was one of them. My grandmother raised me, and a lot of things that I learned at a later age, even at 19, I didn't know, okay, until I was 19. And, some of these little girls have been exposed to stuff that I just found out at age 19, you know. So that is one true fact. Uh-huh. So I'm glad that will be happening. So I would like for you to give us again your contact information, your Facebook page information, and announce again your date of the meet and greet. Are there any more questions? Feel free. You can ask what you want. Don't be shy. I have a question
for Ms. Worth. This is Kashava, Denmark, and my question to you is, in your organization, when you have these classes, are the classes free or is there a fee?
Oh, hi, Kashanta. We are asking for the young ladies that are participating, we're asking for an annual donation of $15. That is because it is a nonprofit. But for those that need sponsorship, we are offering that as well, because our goal is that we don't want any girl to feel like just because of certain circumstances she's not able to participate. I experienced that as a young child, and it did weigh heavy on me. And with this, what I want to do is that I don't care what your circumstances are. If you let us know, we'll figure it out. We don't want to leave anyone behind or leave anyone out. So we do ask an annual donation of $15, but if sponsorship is needed, then we'll proceed forward and we'll take care of it. We'll handle it from there.
Okay. And then my next question, you said the young ladies come to you all. Do you all also go to the schools or anything?
Communicated with some of the schools. A lot of them have been making preparations for different curriculums that they are preparing to present. So I've kind of been in limbo for right now because I'm waiting to hear back from some of them. Now, we are interacting with one of the schools in the community nearby, the Anne Frank Middle School. So we do have several that will be participating from there. But as far as school districts, I'm kind of in limbo. I'm just waiting to hear back from some of the directors to confirm exactly how they would like us to interact with the young ladies.
Okay. And what area are you all located in?
We are located in North Dallas.
Okay.
Near the Galleria. Yes.
Yeah. You say Anne Frank is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, wonderful. Wonderful. Are there any more questions? Or do we have any comments?
I just wanted a little clarity. Ms. Worth, did you say an annual fee of $15?
An annual donation, yes, ma'am.
Of $15. Wow. I believe everybody has $15.
Well, I know it's
wow.
To break the bank,
like
but yes, ma'am, $15.
Exactly. For a whole year? That is awesome.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is awesome. Oh. Wow.
Wow. Yes. So,
well, if there are no more questions, I mean, I know we have quite a few listeners on the line. Well, if there are no more questions, is there anyone on the line that would like to congratulate her for following her purpose?
Well, congratulations, Ms. Worth. This is Sherita Huckabee. Just wanted to congratulate you on continuing to pursue God's vision that he's placed in you. From the first conversation that you and I had about what you were doing, the passion just came through. And so it is definitely a much-needed program for our young girls. So I am excited to be a supporter of any and everything that you are doing. Congratulations. Just let me know how I can help, when I can help, and I will do anything I can.
Amen.
Thank you, Ms. Tarita.
Very much so.
God bless you and greetings to all that's on the line. Excuse me. I would like to just send a special greeting to Pastor Sonara D. Henderson and to all of you that are listening. I would just like to congratulate, to let her know that I'm just sitting in awe in my office, and I am so blessed that someone has taken a vision and a purpose to do kingdom work. There are so many young people that really need your services, not only just in Dallas, just around this world, but I am so happy and elated that they have you on the blog radio tonight to let everybody know that somebody cares about the thoughts, the heart of our young women. And I just want to say thank you to those of you that are on the line. But most of all, I want to commend you, my sister, for taking the step, because you have set the precedence for your daughter.
Yes.
You have no idea how much you have not only blessed me. Pastor Henderson knows what's about to take place in 2016 in my life. And I am so ever grateful to Mrs. Lewis. I just cannot say enough of how grateful I am to God first, and to you ladies who are on the line tonight that have opened your hearts and your ears to listen to this vision. And I pray your success. I pray that your meet and greet is beyond anything that ever could be imagined in your mind, and that it overtakes Dallas, and that you are able to reap everything that God has for your sacrifice, your commitment, and even when you didn't have anywhere to go, you know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think, according to him who has created us to be ambassadors for him. So God bless all of you on this evening.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Is that Miss Minnesota?
Yeah.
This is your auntie, Miss Minnesota.
Hi, Miss Minnesota. How are you? I've been waiting
so
to
blessed.
Meet you forever. Thank you so much for calling tonight. I really appreciate you listening in tonight. You've just been a blessing to me just like that, right quick. Thank you so much. I just wanted to meet you so bad. I'm gonna be glad when you get back to Dallas again. I missed you the last time you were here, and I hated that because I had to do something else. But God bless you. Thank you so much for listening in and giving us those words of encouragement and prayer. We appreciate you.
God bless you.
I have one more question.
Okay.
For Ms. Worth. Ms. Worth, how large would the classes be? How large would the sessions be? I mean, what number of girls? I mean, is there a cap or?
Well, we wanted to keep it as if it were at the most classroom size.
Okay.
But as I said, our goal is not to turn away anyone. So if the Lord blesses us with an abundance, then we will make the proper adjustments to adapt to what he has given us.
Okay.
So we generally want to keep it around 25 per session, because that gives us the ability to communicate with them effectively. To get too many young ladies in a room, we all are ladies, and we like to talk. And so we want to be able to keep their attention without them becoming little chatterboxes and things like that. So to keep it at that minimum, helps us to maintain that and keep a certain amount of control as well. Because they're girls, and we understand attention spans, and you may have heard something really great the night before, and you just have to see it. So we want to try to help make sure that the size group does not interfere with what they are taking in and what we are giving them.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, anyone on the line that knows Pastor Henderson, the pastor of Hope and Glory Fellowship Dallas, as well as the founder and CEO of Ashes of Beauty Ministries, know that I am a sore. And with that being said, I would like to sponsor, be a part of your scholarship program by sowing the seed of $150. And I
Amen.
Would do that with you. I will bring that with me on the
17th. Amen.
Amen.
I say follow that tree if you can't do no more.
and sponsor one on that train. Get some seeds in the ground.
Amen. All
right. Come in.
Thank you.
I'm a sponsor somebody. I might have to go to myself and come and join the club. Will you have me? Can I
yes, ma'am. We
me?
Would not turn you away.
Seriously, I have a 9-year-old granddaughter that I think this would be very beneficial for her, just to be around some more young ladies to see what you know what she is and how she handles certain situations. So, we might if Granny's Place is not doing something else on the 17th, I shall be there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Well, we are winding down, and I want to know if there are any more questions, comments, or concerns tonight before we wind down our show. This has been a wonderful, wonderful introduction for Mahogany Angels. I thank God as stated for Mahogany Angels because it is such a needed program, a ministry.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a ministry because that's what it is. For for young ladies that we've lost, okay, we want to get before they get lost. That's what I want to say, because as I stated, we need this. Our young ladies actually need this because they are outrageous, out of hand, and it is so terrible. Now let me ask this question: is this class open to any age? I can't never say this word, but I'm gonna say race. Okay, I can't say ethnicity. Okay, that's hard for me. My tongue don't work like that. But any race.
It is open to. We're not concerned about your religious background.
Okay.
We're not concerned about your culture. We are all women, and we all face a lot of the same. And regardless of the difference in the cultures, some of us just face them at an earlier age than others. And my goal is that God doesn't see us as a color. He just sees us for our soul. So what we're doing is we don't care what you look like on the outside. We know that you are a young lady. What we want to do is get in and get to the core of what will make you be your best and what will help you shine your brightest. No matter where you're from, what you look like, we just want to help. So come in. If we have to learn some new languages, then I'm okay with that. I have the little app on my phone, and I will work it out from there.
All right.
I'm not fluent.
Amen.
But we will work it. We don't want you to walk away. We want to help you as much as we can.
Okay. Well, let me ask one more question. I want to do some advertising before, besides the internet. Do you have any flyers or any cards, anything that you can scan in? Scan in or send
in. Yes, ma'am.
Reason why I'm asking is because we're doing a meet and greet on Saturday at the in Pleasant Grove at some apartments that we're going to be doing some work in. And I want to help by passing out your flyers or your information to the parents and the young ladies that will be coming to the meet and greet, because this is something that they may need also, and they may be able to get to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
How about that? Okay, well.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind, you can email those to me, and I will print them off or however way you want to do it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're down to our 5 minutes and counting down. I'm going to make a couple of announcements about Blog Talk Radio and Granny's Place. As you're aware, on Monday nights, we have my sister, my friend, who gives information to our sisters and gives uplifting inspirational topics and talks to our sisters. On next Monday night, we'll be having Minister Wanda Randall to come on and give us some more tips on leadership or whatever she has decided to share with us as for women that are going through or that need just some uplifting and some information. On Tuesday nights, we have open now. Wednesday nights, we have open. I think we have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. On Friday night, on Thursdays, I'm sorry, we have Wanda McKinley with domestic violence. She's a domestic violence survivor, and her show comes on at the same number, same location, but she's from 6 to 7. On Friday nights, we have Street Talk, talking to the young people, men and women ages 17 to 35, about what's going on in their genre. LaShawn hosts that, and she has some interesting topics that they talk about and some interesting communications that goes on between that age group. That's Friday nights. And then on Saturday mornings, we have Minister Jewel Lewis, who has various topics enlightening men and women and giving information and resources and help to those in need. And that's on at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning from 8 to 9 at the same numbers, same channel. And then on Sundays, we have started to do just some inspirational messages that we've pre-recorded at 11, from 11 to 12. So if you're not doing anything on any of those nights, please feel free to join in with us and listen to us or call us with questions or give us some ideas or suggestions that you might have that you might want to discuss, ladies that are listening. We take topics. We take information. We take whatever's on your mind. We'll talk to you about it. And we have a promise from my pastor, Henderson, who said that she's going to try to make herself most available for me to help us this year.
You don't
put you on the spot like that, but okay. But we will be having my co-host, Pastor Henderson, back with us as much as she can be with us during this year on Monday nights from 8 to 9. And feel free to give us a call. We will be introducing also new ministries as we have tonight with Miss Christina Worth of Mahogany Angels. Those that are listening, please tell someone about Christina Word. Tell someone about the Mahogany Angels. Tell somebody about the desire and the need for this ministry, because it is truly needed, and it will be a blessing to your daughter in the long run. Something you might not can discuss with her, Christina might can discuss with her.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just open up, give her a chance to help your daughter and help you, God will bless, okay? That's coming from somebody who knows, okay? Both her, me, and Pastor Henderson. So we thank you for listening. We're going to go ahead and ask Pastor Henderson to close us in a word of prayer.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. And back real briefly, Minister Lewis, let's not just one. If we are able in any shape, form, or fashion to only just, if you're able to just sponsor one or to give a scholarship of one of just $15, if you're willing and able and want to do that, please contact me. Please call me, and I will pick that up for you, make the delivery for you on the 17th, or feel free to accompany me to this young lady's meet and greet. This is such a dynamic ministry. I know great things is going to come out of it, because just in the meeting and the interview, he's already downloaded some things in my spirit to call her, to share with her that he's going to do as soon as I hang up. So let's not just be a voice. Let's also be a voice that can back up with gifts, because we all know that it takes finances to move anything. And if we're able to help move it, do that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this opportunity on tonight to hear of this purpose and this destiny in which you have placed in Miss Christina Worth. God, I thank you that even her name alone goes with the purpose of helping our young ladies find their true worth in you that you have placed within themselves. God, I thank you for truly blessing even me on tonight. And for that, I say thank you. I thank you for everyone that's called in on the line to give the support, to rally around what you are doing in the life of this founder, the CEO, Christina Worth, and Mahogany's Angels. Father God, we just ask that you would bless us, allow your spirit to draw us to be helpers of one another, not just in word, but also in deed, and not just in word and deed, but also in finances, where we can be a blessing. Help us to be quick to move, to become one. God, we thank you for every opportunity, for you say you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And so we just thank you that you have given her the knowledge to create wealth, and that's the creativity that you already birthed on the inside of her before she was even formed in her mother's womb. We just thank you that on tonight, not only her, but there's a lot of more birthing that needs to take place that's even in those that are on the line on tonight. We want to dissipate procrastination, and we want to start. We don't want to just be moved by words. We want to be moved by action. So, Father God, we ask that you move upon us right now with that you have for each and every one of us. Bless her, bless her daughter, bless her team, bless her ministry, oh God. Keep her as only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for Granny's place. We thank you for my sister, my friend. Continue to bless Minister Lewis to go higher and deeper in the things of you, that she will continue to touch the world locally, statewide, and internationally as she does. So, God, we thank you on tonight and bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies. God bless you. And tell Miss Minnesota, I said thank you again. All right? God bless. Okay. Good night, ladies. Y'all take care.
Good night.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.